First, though, here in the second hour, we're happy to be joined on the program by a legend, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a longtime member of the great group The Moody Blues, doing some great solo work on his own. He's got a brand new album out called The Royal Affair, and after teaming up with John Davison, the lead vocalist of Yes, and he's got a brand new single, a live remake of the classic Moody Blues song that he wrote, Ride My Seesaw. We are so happy to be joined this afternoon on Downtown by John Lodge.
Thank you. Yeah. Are we still too cold up there?
No, it's not too bad today. It's more of a gray, foggy winter's day.
Nice to see.
Absolutely. Well, I love the new album and your wonderful version, the live version of Ride My Seesaw with John Davison from Yes. What a great combination.
Thank you very much. John's a really great guy. He's a fantastic vocalist, fantastic musician, and a fantastic person. And we get along so well. And I just enjoy him being on stage with me, particularly on Ride My Seesaw.
And that song has been around for, some 54 years now, but boy, it rings true as much today as it did then. And you've said it's a song about growing up.
Yeah, it is. And when I was listening to the files, when I recorded this song again, I was listening to the lyrics again. And I thought, yeah, it's still true today. And I think, yeah, it's relevant. And so I was quite excited, I suppose, about that. That something I'd written all those long time ago still seems to occupy a space in the mind today, you know.
Well, could you guys have imagined back then that these songs would still be not just popular, but have reached so many different generations as they have by today?
Rich, it's a strange thing. When we got together and we were recording, we said to ourselves, we don't know whether we're treading a different path to all the AM artists and bands. We're going a different road. And we said, it doesn't matter if it's successful or not. We must be able to stand by these songs like 20 years later. And 20 years was an overestimate in those days, to be honest. Well, there we are 50 years later, and they still seem to stand the test of time.
Well, they sure do not. Now, over the years, how many guys and other bands have said, just a singer in a rock and roll band? You got that one right, John. Nicely done.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we're all just singers in a rock and roll band. And every time I'm on stage and look out of an audience and people with smiles on their face or playing air guitar or air piano or air drums or whatever, you think, yeah, we're all just there, really. There's just some of us on stage and some in an audience, you know. But it's a rock and roll that joined us all together, the music.
We're talking with John Lodge here on Downtown. I want to ask you about one of my favorite Moody Blues songs from Every Good Boy Deserves Favor, a song that you wrote about your daughter. I just love Emily's song.
Thank you very much, yeah. When she was born, I picked up the guitar and it seemed to write it all automatically, you know. And Emily now manages me, can you believe, all these years later. And she's been a great supporter, you know. She's got her own life. She looked after Michael Palin for many years. Michael Palin, was with he did Hemingway's World and all these documentaries,
right.
and she went to the George Lucas USC and did a master's with George Lucas, but she loves music, and it's great. It's fantastic. Doing that, I remember being on stage at the Royal Albert Hall with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and I did tell Emily, she was in the audience, and we played Emily's song there with the orchestra. It's a great night.
That's wonderful. Now, I understand, John, that you have visited with Graham Edge not long before he passed.
Yeah, I went. Graham has been an incredible supporter of my solo career. And I asked Graham, actually Graham came to my first concert I ever did on my own. And I said to Graham, you didn't record your poetry, someone else did. Would you record the poetry for me? And I want to do it on stage. And every night when I perform, your voice will come over saying your poetry. And he did, and I've got it there, and I filmed it as well. But just before Graham passed away, I went up to see him, and we had a really nice afternoon together, and some smiles and some jokes and some sadness. But it was really nice. You know, we've been together a long time.
Well, you'll be here in New England coming up in March. You've got several shows in New England, including three in Connecticut. More information is available at your website, johnlodge.com. How's it feel to be back doing live shows again?
I can't wait. I did, a couple of weeks ago, I booked a rehearsal studio with a stage, lights, sound, and everything. And we got together and we performed the concert just for our friends and your road crew and all that. And it was great just to be able to do that. And 2 years, I've never had this length of time not playing live. So it was great in just that environment. So I'm really looking to be back on the road, you know, have bass world travel.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all the great music through the years. We wish you good luck with the album and on the tour as well.
Thank you very much, Richard.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye now.
Bye.